With the elite abuser class pushing for lockdown 2.0 to finish off what's left of the middle class, the masses are beginning to push back in a major way. Zero Hedge chronicled developments over the weekend with an article titled, "Protesters Rage Across Europe as Lockdown and Vaccine Mandates Begin." The article featured a video of a protester in Dublin calmly approaching whoever was recording the video and then telling them to take off your effing mask. I'll include a link to the article in the description. It goes on to catalog some of the many massive protests that have hit the scene across Europe over the weekend, from London and Paris to Parma, Italy, and more. There's also coverage of large anti-lockdown protests across Australia. And while these protests are very encouraging, we should expect them to produce an even more committed drive for power and control from an increasingly threatened elite abuser class. And that's the point I want to focus on here. The predators pushing for lockdown 2.0, vaccine passports, and all the rest are far too invested in their program to pull back now. The only way they'll relent is if they become convinced that sentiment has turned too far against them and that they can maintain power after relenting. And it's that second part that's the important one here. If the elite abuser class that is running the governments and corporations pushing for lockdowns, vaccine passports, and the other Orwellian hellhole lifestyle components that will lead us into total bondage and servitude, if that elite abuser class perceives that the public will no longer allow them to maintain power and do their thing, then the elite abusers will throw everything that they have into a last gasp push for the total control that they need to survive. This fight is not only existential for us, it's existential for them as well, and they know it. That's why they're terrified, desperate, and willing to do anything to achieve the total victory and complete control over us that they need to survive. What we're witnessing here is a serious struggle just beginning to emerge into a life and death, all or nothing battle between people who would be free and elite abusers who would make everyone beneath them slaves to them. That's what this is ramping up into, and quickly. And there's probably no going back now. I mean, it is on. Lockdown 2.0 and the maniacal drive to inject everyone with an experimental gene therapy marketed as a vaccine. More and more people are waking up to not only the counterproductive or risky nature of these things, but the downright evil nature of these things, and therefore the downright evil nature of the people promoting these things from the top. The masses are realizing that we really do have an elite abuser class operating above us, and that their proposals are aimed not at helping us or protecting our freedoms, far from it. The masses are realizing that the elite abuser class is actively working to dominate, control, and subjugate. That's their whole game. Power, control, abuse, with impunity forever. The more clearly that reality crystallizes in the minds of men and women who would be free, the more the protests will grow and the elite abuser class's grip on power will slip until finally they are driven from power and, here's the key component at the end, brought to justice. Bringing them to justice is key, and their potentially being brought to justice is why they will fight tooth, nail, and claw until the bitter end with everything they have. This is why they'll do everything within their power to crush the rebellion. And that's also why, for the rebellion to be a complete success, these elite abusers must ultimately be brought to justice after being driven from power. That has to happen. If you appreciate this perspective, subscribe to the channel. If you want a deeper dive into subjects like this, sign up for the weekly newsletter at HellraiserReport.com. I had to change service providers for the newsletter after Email Octopus went woke and canceled the newsletter for violating woke blasphemy laws, but it's back up and running now with a new service provider that cherishes freedom and free expression, so you can sign up again for it now at HellraiserReport.com.